Well, good morning. 7:29 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 1st, 2026, here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's nice. It's a cool, pleasant 60-degree morning. I'm loving it. I gotta get back. I got technician is coming this morning to clean out the air conditioning compressor. It's working. The AC is working very well, and we really need it. It's only going to get worse. But they're coming today. They're going to clean out the unit, take out all the dead leaves, and take down all the wasp nests and all the rest of it. I have to keep an eye on. No, I don't. I was going to say, I have to keep an eye on this recording to make sure that it continues in case they call. But I did put the phone on airplane mode, so it shouldn't interrupt anything. And they usually call to let us know they're on the way. And it's usually 40 minutes in advance. So they haven't called by 7:30. They're probably going to call while I'm on this last 22 minutes of the walk. And I hope they leave a message. I expect it will. At least text me. Anyway, one day on the first day of the new month, first day of the new cycle. Got my 40 miles last month. Had a very relaxing day yesterday. Need to do something with about bread today. Probably make up a double loaf to bake tomorrow morning. It's getting to that point where I think I got enough to get through the day. I can't eat as much of it as I would like, so that will help. And reading. Oh my God. What a terrific book. The Retired Assassin's Guide to Country Gardening. Kuttner, K-U-T-T-N-E-R, I think. What a fantastic. Oh, yeah, it's not. It's not at all what I expected. It was so much more. It was so much more. I took the afternoon yesterday and just sat and read because it was just so much fun. It was so well written. It was so well done. Production value is very high. I didn't spot any typos or anything. I just sort of sank into the story like a warm bath and lolled about. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. The main character, Dante Reed, is a caricature. 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 Yeah, that's it. I find all the syllables eventually, get them all in the right order. But it's almost a cartoon of what you would expect from a retired assassin. Not that the book did not deal with some pretty significantly serious issues. There was a murder. Just an old one that had to be solved. And a new one that needed to be solved. So it was basically a whodunit dressed up as a cozy mystery with a retired assassin. That was just so much fun. Oh, okay, she's gonna give me the sidewalk. Fair enough. Lady with the dog. Good morning. And good morning to you too. Blues is the truth this morning of some good stuff. Ended up with Big Mama Thornton. We don't seem to be able to do a blues show without at least a nod to Big Mama Thornton. So everything's going to be all right. I'm only a few minutes into the next week's show. Still good, still good. I really enjoy the change up. I mean, some of the tunes are really bouncy. It's not like, you know, nobody loves me but my mother. She might be lying too, B.B. King. In fact, I don't know that I've heard of B.B. King on here yet. I don't think I've heard an Albert King either, now that I think of it. I heard. Right. Let's see, what was the King they had on the other day? Walter King? Anyway, a lot of it is British blues bands. Not surprisingly. He regularly features local recording artists who may be appearing in the area. And that's kind of a kick. He played one of his own tunes. Apparently this guy is a retired blues man who hung up his guitar for the most part, I think. And now it's just this DJ that every week puts out a 2-hour show. Broadcast live, semi-live, on Buddy Guy Radio in Chicago. 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, apparently. And then syndicated all over the goddamn place afterwards, including my RSS feed. Very interesting takes on this or that performer's history, technique, background on the songs, It adds so much to the listening experience to have somebody explaining. It's not like you really need to explain the blues, but you know what I mean. This chord is being stupid. I'm holding the phone to try to keep track of whether or not the recording stops. It doesn't most frequently when the phone is stashed in my hip pocket, so we won't do that. I am wearing my extra hoodie. I really didn't need it today. It is 60 degrees. The sun is barely up. Well, no, at this point. ...7:40, sun's been up a little over an hour. So, something more than 15 degrees above the horizon. Still pumping in an awful lot of heat when I have to stand in it. Luckily, I'm in the shade. And I'll be in the shade pretty much the whole way back until I get to the park. So, good. Bonus. Alright. Guy's fleet of cars seems to have reduced. It's one rather dusty Lexus in here. And the road rally Beamer. That's such a beast. Definitely not a car you take to the grocery store. I don't know where you take it, actually. Dirt roads and backways. Oh. Hello, Blue Jay. This is a bunch of crackles all around. Blue Jay is taking umbrage. So, No Man's Sky. Minecraft in space. I spent some time yesterday farting around with the multi-tools. The general consensus is that you use a different multi-tool for each task. And it amuses me that it's the general advice is to use the staff, the Atlantean staff, which has to be constructed from parts. For mining. And I'm like, really? I've got a Sentinel tool that does mining. Oh my god, does it do mining? And I have a pickup tool, something I just picked up out of somebody's offerings and have goosed it up, dressed it up, filled it out. It's the one I use when I go dump picking in the abandoned freighters, because it just does a hell of a job on everything. Morning. Guy with his pickup tool, bag of goodies, policing the area. I got 15 minutes to do the last of 10, last 8. We can do this. I just need to keep going. If I get there and find the lion truck sitting in front of the house, I'm going to be a little bit surprised, perhaps a tad peeved. I like this company. They're a big service company. Every trip, it's like taking a car to the dealership. Oh yeah, routine checkup won't cost you a thing. But in the checkup, we found all of these things that really need to be fixed. And it's okay, it'll only cost you $1,000. Good morning. I like that hat. You got one of these build caps that wraps around the whole front half of the cap. I need to get a new hat. I really don't like this one. It's a baseball cap. It's Levi branded. Dark blue, it's too heavy, it's too plastic. My wife gave it to me for Christmas a couple years ago, and I felt obligated to wear it. I'm feeling perhaps a tad less obligated, having worn it for a couple of years and really found it to be less than comfortable. I'm going to order myself one. I've seen it. I found the one I want. I don't know if I can afford the $8. I'm kidding. I'll put it in an order when I got to do a bunch of different things. I think I need to order some black ink for my printer. I think I need to order some potato flakes for my starters. They're not doing well. I reconstituted them, dumped out most of the liquid, about half the solid, put in some fresh potato, topped it off with some fresh bud water, added a little bit of sugar just to goose it, and not much happened overnight. I'll feed it again today, see what happens, see if it comes up, see if I can get it, one of them anyway, to come back to life. But, a friend of mine uses potato flakes, the literally just dehydrated potato. Not the instant mash that comes with salt and all of the preservatives and bullshit that goes into it, but this potato. There's a local company that makes them. I think I'm going to order a tub just to see if it makes a difference over using the actual boiled potato. I can still use the water. Look out, bunny. But I made it 10 minutes till. Good. Yes. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.